Hello, I'm Lord David, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I'm speaking from my office in my home in Plano, Texas, and making this audio for the world. I want to talk about a verse of scripture that most everybody that I've met have a real problem with, and it started out with me not obeying a prophet or an apostle, but speaking the things to people that would cause them to do things that they were not capable of doing. They didn't have the faith to do it or the courage. And that scripture is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. We'll have Kathy D. read this verse, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. So, Kathy, by the way, I call her Katie or Kathy D. And if I say one, I'm not... I don't have any reason to say that over the other. So I just want everybody to know that. It's just in my heart. All right, Katie.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Obey them that have the rule. Words of authority. That in the church, and that's what we want to talk about, the rule or the authority. It's given to the apostles and prophets and elders and deacons, although deacons don't have the rule that elders do. But that authority is given by Jesus to those of us that have the authority to rule in the church. And it's done in the spirit, and it's certainly not done in the flesh. And God will not give this kind of authority to anyone until he will not operate this kind of authority through a person until he proves their hearts and develops their faith and their love to fit the job. All right? Now, that obey them that have the rule over you, but they must what? Give account?
Give an account, right.
Give an account for what? Their life? Before God.
Because they watch for your souls.
Yeah, that's right. Watch for your soul. Did you know I do that? Watch for your soul. And I do not speak unless I believe it's God. And I want Kathy D. to read Isaiah chapter 11, I think it's 3 and 4. Would you do that?
Sure will. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
That's talking about Jesus. Notice, he will not judge after the sight of his eyes what he sees. He doesn't pay attention. And he does not reprove after what he hears with his ears. He won't pay attention. I live that way. I've lived that way for years. If I don't believe it's God in the Spirit, I will not speak to you. Not at all. Now, I want to talk about some people that have walked with me in obedience to the Spirit of God in me. Things I've said to them by the Spirit. First would be Kathy Mai. And I don't need to go much further with that. But I spoke by the Spirit a few times to her and told her this is what God is saying, and almost always she obeyed. Every time she didn't, but you know, that's all been corrected as far as I know. Second was Terry Bye. Terry was a 30-year-old professional singer, actor, student, finishing his master's degree at North Texas in music when I met him. And Terry came to me one day and said he and Kathy wanted to get married. And I said, well, you don't need a wife, you need a job. He had about five of them. And none of them would take care, would provide for a wife and a family. You know, Terry, within a week, had a job painting. Humbled himself. Oh, God, did I appreciate his humility. He did just exactly what I said. And I didn't tell him where to get a job. I just said, you need a job. And he had it in his heart. And the rest of the story about Terry and the job, you can probably read on Terry Bye Ministries website. If that's the name of it, I forgot. Really, I haven't seen it in several years. But I recall when Ashley was born, she was in the hospital and was having a problem with some blood work, and levels would go up and down. And Terry came to me one day and he said, there's a spirit operating through a man, and I knew the man, and that spirit is keeping Ashley from coming out of the hospital, and I'm going to go get her out. I said, do what you believe. Now, he came to me, told me, but he didn't, I think he hoped I'd confirm it. I don't know. All I said is do what you believe. And he did. He did it exactly. It was a real blessing how she came out. I watched Terry do other things. And I happen to believe that his girls, I'm not sure that I recall all of our discussions, but I know he went through things when they were in school, high school, wherever they were, pertaining to music. And I know that he directed what their lives should be. And I praise God for that. Amen. I know of a person that came to Terry about one of their children and asked him about something that they thought that this child should do. Terry told him it was wrong. They paid no attention to him. And a girl, it happened to be a girl, I just said it. It became a show-off. That spirit of Beatrix picked her up, and that's what took place. And that was in the heart of those people. Unreal. I want to speak just briefly about Terry Brown. Terry came to me and was talking to me about their oldest son, Philip, and not knowing exactly what he should do about college or not going to college. And I recall hearing her talk, and I said nothing. One day I said, I believe you're supposed to go to college. And that's exactly what happened. Turned out it was right. It was God. Another person that once God told him not to go to college, and later on, God told me to tell that person to go to college. That was a difficult decision. Now, I'm not saying that person heard God tell them not to go to college. I'm saying what God told me to tell them turned out to be great for them. So you see, I don't run around just telling people what to do. Not at all. But I judge after in righteousness. Judge in righteousness, which is by faith and nothing else. And not what I hear or what I see. That's not easy for some people because their hearts are not yet fixed, not right, and they will not always do, always speak the right things, but they speak a vision of their own heart. You'll find in Ezekiel 13, the prophets followed their own spirit and did things after a vision of their own heart. Also, Lisa walked with me for years, and I shared by the Spirit several things with her, what she should do. She believed them, and they always turned out well. The day came where she believed a lie, and I told her it wasn't God, and she left. And I've only seen her once since, twice, actually. Amen. So, you see, I have to give account for your life before God. And I want to do it with joy. I don't want to just do it because I don't want it to be laborious. I want it to be joyful about the way you approach this and about your obedience and what comes to pass. There are others that I could think of. Oh, yes. I've had people come to me and say, you know, I've got some business decisions that I'm trying to make. And I normally ask them a question. What's in your heart? What do you think? What are you thinking in your heart? And if that's in their heart to do something that's right, I'll say, I believe that's God. And I'm not afraid to do it. And it turns out to be right. If they tell me something and I don't think it's God, I'll say, that is not God. Now that's judging after the things of the Spirit. So, understand, I'm not here to rule your life. You have to learn to hear the Spirit of God, to walk in the Spirit. But if God tells me to tell you something and you obey it, fine. If later on you don't obey it, I'm obligated to tell you. That's not God, what you're doing. Not God at all. And I've done that with people. I've told people, it's not right for you to go to Israel right now. Not right at all. Amen. And people do things that's in the flesh, not God for 1 minute. And I know it's not. But I do not judge after what I see, and I do not reprove after what I hear, but in righteousness. Do I judge? Do I speak the things of the Spirit? Amen. Thank God. Blessed be the name. Many have benefited at me for telling them what God wanted done, and they just look at me in rebellion and then turn against me and God. That doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me one bit if you think that I don't know what I'm doing. I remember in 1992 at the Christensen home in Richardson, Pastor Clark was teaching in a chair beside me. And Basil got pressed in his spirit. He said, I got to hurry and get out of here. And I thought, well, don't hurry on my behalf. I have nothing to say. Absolutely nothing. And he finally quit. And I didn't know what to do. But the Spirit of God started me praying. And you know what God started speaking to me? He started me praying for Terry Brown and her mother in Christensen's home. Within a few days, I was sure that I was hearing God saying, I want you to deliver this woman. And it took years to deliver her from her witchcraft. And in 06, Terry Mai, Basil Clark attended 9 sessions of praying for her to deliver her from her witchcrafts. Thank God. Amen. Today, she's got 3 sons ministering with Water Black Boys. 3 ministering as Water Black Boys. And now, the 3, along with Paul Peters, are working on a great song, The Love of God. I will tell you what Paul has said. They're also going to work on Oh, What a Savior. I'll be happy to see if that works out for them. That was not what I thought was correct, although I'd ask Paul if he could sing that song, and it wasn't where he could at the time, but he believes that with the 3 Brown brothers, they could do that song. And I said, I'm with you. Let's see how it turns out. I believe God will work it out well. This is something that is dear to my heart. Love the song. If it doesn't happen to be right in the spirit, they won't do it. Okay? And my heart will agree with them. Well, what else we're going to talk about here? Amen. Thank you, Father. I'm real pleased with Water Black Ministries and what God is doing with the people that are involved with this ministry. There have been other things that people said I said that I didn't say. They misused my name. They took my name and said I said, and I didn't say any such thing. They have took my name and said so-and-so, and that's rebellion. That's a wrong spirit in you. If I didn't say it, then don't say it. And if you have an opinion of what Doyle would do, you're in the flesh, you need to repent of your pride. Thank God. And if you say Doyle said it, and he didn't say it, you're lying. And then say it. Thank God. And that's happened too many times. You want to walk carefully when you start using my authority. That's not mine, but given to me by Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, I believe I've just covered this, and I think it's probably a good time to bring this to a close. However, if you're paying attention, I am walking slowly before the Lord, waiting if there's anything else that God would want to say, because I don't want to miss God. You see, I have to obey God like you do. Amen. Father, I thank you. And I praise your name. And I thank you that you deliver your people. by the blood of Jesus from the love of money. Not thank you. The blood of Jesus flows through your people now to deliver them from the love of money. Father, I thank you. The blood of Jesus is flowing through your people now to deliver them from the blood blood of Jesus is flowing through them now to deliver them from the love of money. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus is flowing through your people now to deliver them from the love of money. Father, I thank you. The blood of Jesus is flowing through your people now to deliver them from the love of money. Deliver their hearts. Loose their hearts from the love of money in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Loose in the name of Jesus the love of money. Loose now in the name of Jesus from the love of money. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name. Father, thank you. Let the blood of Jesus flow through your people to deliver their hearts from witchcraft. Deliver their souls from witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus flow through their spirit, body, and soul to deliver them from filthiness of the flesh and by the blood of Jesus and all witchcraft. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Deliver their spirit, body, and soul from all filthiness of the flesh in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow through their spirit, body, and soul. Deliver their death from the filthiness of the flesh in Jesus' name. Oh, how difficult this is. This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, I believe, verse 1, that your spirit has filthiness in it and needs to be delivered by the blood of Jesus. Thank God and the name of the Jesus who raised from the dead set you free from the filthiness of your flesh. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Father, I praise you and I give you thanks for setting your people free by the blood of Jesus from the filthiness of the spirit, filthiness, fleshly works in their spirit. Thank God. KD, would you find that verse, 2 Corinthians 7:1, and read it to us all when you get it. Father, let that the blood of Jesus flow through their spirit and soul to deliver them in Jesus' name. KD has got this verse. She's going to read it for us.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Would you read that again so I get it exact?
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Thank you. That corrected me by praying. Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Does that say that?
That says that.
Right. And the spirit. See, you can have filthiness in that new birth. That he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit, and you can get it contaminated. You can get filthiness in it. Oh, that has been a great argument in the church, especially among the word people. That was a big argument, according to a man that was a graduate of Rhema and a good friend of mine, graduated in the first class, and he talked to me about it. He said, Lord, what do you think? I said, I think the Word of God means what it says. What do you think? You can't twist the Word of God to suit your feelings. If you got filthiness in that new birth, you got filthiness in that new birth. And it needs to be it needs to be cleansed through the blood of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ. I had no clue that I would talk about this. Notice how I had to humble myself in the spirit and wait for God to talk on what he wanted to say. Filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Is that right, Katie?
That's right.
You are my witness, and you read it to me. Lord, I praise you, and I give you thanks for this audio, and I thank you for all that have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus, thank you. God bless you. And I'll see many of you at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time on Roku and live stream. God bless you. Donald Davidson.